today.
We're swinging into yet another weekend. Thank goodness, huh? Getting closer to 4th of July. Maybe you've strung a little mini vacation together somehow, some way. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're in all those nooks and crannies. Wherever you are, we hope you are safe and sound. Boy, do we have a lot to jump to. And we're going to lighten the load, too, I promise you. Later down the road, our cheap movie review. And both of the movies are highly anticipated movies for different reasons. There's star power in both of them. Lots of star power. Tom Cruise in one, Ben Stiller in another one. So it's kind of juggling the comedy thing. Anyway, I don't want to give away too much. You may already know the movies I'm talking about. Or perhaps you're like me and you hit the red box for $1.25. You just have to wait longer, that's all. Just have to have some patience. And don't have anybody tell you too much about the movies. Whenever there's a really super big movie, I don't care if it's controversial or it's just getting a lot of buzz. You know, there's always somebody. It's like somebody telling you the ending of a book. There's always some spoiler that's going to ruin it for you, that's going to trip you up somehow. It's like games for me. When I used to tape whatever NFL game because I had something that conflicted and there was no way I could get out of it. Because I'd rather watch it live. I'd rather watch any sporting event live and not go back and roll through tape and all that stuff. Because I've gotten burned that way. But then it's like I have to have, I'm like a horse. I'm like a thoroughbred. I have to have blinders. You know what I'm talking about? I have to have those blinders on so that I don't see anything that would be a reference to whatever the game is. And it's really easy, especially with the NFL, to get tripped up on that. So my point is, I won't be a big spoiler, just a little spoiler, if you had either one of these movies on your radar. But I think a lot of people now do the Netflix or Redbox thing. I'm not even paid to say that. I'm just telling you that's the way the world works. Either everybody's too busy or you just want to download it, and then if you decide you don't like the movie, boom, it's gone. And it didn't cost you an arm and a leg. You didn't invest a couple of hours, and you'd have to sit through however many previews plus whatever advertisements there are before the movie. Because now, if it's a first-run movie and you're going on an opening weekend, oh, you can sit there. I clocked it one time. You can sit there for a half an hour. That's just ridiculous. Before you even get to your movie. So enough about that. Let's jump into some of the other stuff, like the real problems people are facing today, and it has to do with money, money, money. Concerned about taxes, concerned about what's happening ultimately even with this financial reform. A lot of people don't realize that the financial reform will hit you, my friends, because you'll probably be paying some high banking fees. Most likely it will trickle down. If the big guys get squeezed, who's got to pay for that? The little guy. It's such a simple scenario, and it has played out throughout history. If the Wall Street fat cats or the banks, I'll just say the banks that are too big to fail, if they get slammed and a big chunk of their income is taken away, then they are going to pass it on to their customers. There's no question about that. So we're dealing with that. We're dealing with the oil spill. And will 35,000 people be out of work, which they already are now because they can't get back to their positions, whether it's on a cleanup crew, whether it's working on a platform, whatever the capacity, whether it's catering. A lot of people affected by that ban on deep water drilling. And there is a real chasm in this country. I mean, a real chasm. It's either, you're either on one side of that or on the other side of it. And there is no gray area. You know, I always invite everybody, whatever your stripe is, to call. There's no gray area on this. You either agree with it and think that the moratorium should stand and that judge is crazy for saying that it's not right and it's usurping the power pretty much of the office of the presidency to hold that ban over Louisiana, over those waters in the Gulf of Mexico, because so many people are out of work and so much money is being left out there, and really left out there miles and miles away from the shores because of the money that would normally have been pumped into the economy, and especially Louisiana. It's not just Louisiana, but it really hits Louisiana. And so does the oil spill. That's why, and I know I've said this a lot, and I don't want to beat up any more dead horses around here, but Bobby Jindal, watching him, I mean, he's really taking the lead on this, and he should, because he's the governor of Louisiana. I don't think the guy, he's like a vampire. I don't think he ever sleeps. And that frustration level, you can just hear it in his voice. It's gotten worse from day one because we're getting closer and closer to that 70-day mark. And he keeps saying, what is this with his politics? We have to we're fighting a war. We have to figure out a way to solve this crisis now. We got to do whatever we can, whether it's a junk shot or more hands on deck or whatever it is. But Louisiana is going down the tubes because he knows it. He knows that there's the other financial side of this that's not really being understood. And part of that does, unfortunately, a lot of that stems from the drilling ban. So the judge is refusing to delay the ruling on the Gulf drilling ban. He refused to do that. And now the one judge is getting death threats because he wanted to see that ban lifted. So, and this federal judge, the federal judge in New Orleans, is refusing to delay it, to strike down that six-month moratorium on deep water drilling imposed after the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The Justice Department was asking him to stay his ruling, which he could do, while they appeal it to the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and he said no. He said, no, I'm not going to do it. This was just a couple days ago when he struck down the Interior Department's decision to halt approval of new permits for those projects and suspend drilling on 33 exploratory wells. So John Boehner summed it up. He says, listen, part of this has to do with the chaos among the Democrats. You might agree or you might disagree. Listen to what he said.
Unable to pass an extender bill, unable to pass a war supplemental. They have no plan to create jobs. They have no plan for a budget to address our $13 trillion national debt. No plan to reform Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac.
So he's talking about the other side of things besides the drilling, the other frustrations that are starting to bubble over, and the fact that it's been such a log jam and things that have to go through aren't going through. And I agree with him 100% on the Fannie and Freddie thing. If we're talking about banks too big to fail, well, what about those two? What about the housing, the mortgages that have gone down the tubes thanks to Fannie and Freddie, but yet more money is pumped into them? I don't get it. I don't get why they weren't included. It makes absolutely no sense to me. If you're gonna cap on everybody else, you gotta cap on them. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but I'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
All right, so you can flip me an email with your 2 cents or jingle these numbers here on America Tonight, 800-259-5791. Talking a lot about the oil spill there, and then you heard what John Boehner, Congressman John Boehner, had to say about he thinks the mess that the Democrats have created in a couple of different areas relating to money. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky. Stu, my friend, how are you?
I'm good, Kate. You?
Good, thank you.
Hey, first of all, say what you want about Bobby Jindal. I'd rather have a pit bull in my corner than a lap dog. And when
I
it
agree.
Comes down to it, all we have in D.C. is a bunch of lap dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Jindal's got the cojones to stand up, and he is raising all kinds of hell, but he's got every right. I mean, look, every state's in debt now on unemployment. Now you take these 35,000 jobs away. You really can't make BP pay for everybody's time off. Not technically.
No.
Not fair.
No.
Because you know what? Things happen when you're drilling 5,000 feet down. They know this is a chance you take. Unfortunately, it hasn't been capped, and it is. It's a bad deal. But, you know, either way it goes, they need to let them start drilling because, you know what, you can't shut them all down because of one well.
Yeah, I agree.
That's my opinion. It may not be popular, but I really don't care. Quick, one more quick thing. On the NBA draft day, I know Wall and Ork and all them left, and they're all gone now. James Anderson from Oklahoma State, did he get drafted?
You know what? He must have gone in a lower round. He didn't get drafted that I know at the top. You mean, like you said, you knew Wall was number one because it was all about Kentucky, but I don't think so, no. I mean, I think if he was, it was in the very end of a round. I didn't hear his name at all.
I do some business with his uncle, and, man, I'm telling you something. In my opinion, just watching his different games and stuff over the last few years, and, of course, I'm a UK fan. But
right.
That boy there, in my opinion, was 10 times the player Cousins or Wall was. He was just awesome.
He didn't get the coverage. He did in Kentucky, but he didn't get the coverage that the other guys got that you mentioned.
Well, in Oklahoma State, right. Oklahoma State, he didn't get the coverage. I mean, he averaged, I think, 23 points a game.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a good player. I knew he was up for the draft. I talked to his uncle the other day, and he said he was up for the draft, and I didn't know if he ended up getting drafted today or not, so I thought I'd ask you that, too. But Shannon Martorell, go ahead.
I'll have to make sure, but I don't remember seeing that name because I went through the whole... No, you know what? He did get drafted. He did. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. He got picked up. Because you're talking about James Anderson from Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
23.
He did. He got, you can tell them when you do business with them that, congratulations. Because he got picked up by the Spurs, 20th pick.
That's not too bad.
No, that's a good pick. I didn't realize that. I didn't remember hearing his name. That's huge.
He was, I know he was Big 12 player of the year, or last year, the year before. I don't know, man. All I know is I do a lot of business with his uncle, and my son, man, he is just – my boy's a diehard Bucks fan, of course, but he's a Buckeye fan. But he, man, he just – he's one to point him out. He said, Dad, you got to watch this guy play, man. You've got to watch him. And so we watched a couple games, and he was just phenomenal. I mean, absolutely awesome. So he went to Spurs then.
Yeah, and it's perfect. He's a guard, and that kind of fits the need if you look at the aging Spurs. He'll get some time. He'll get some time almost from the get-go, I think, when they work him into the system. I can see it.
I know we watched some of his games, some of his reels, man, and, I mean, the guy's got a three-point shot from hell. I mean, and he does, and he's slamming. He's only 6'6", and I think his vertical leap's 41 inches.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty good. But
that is.
Kate, and also as far as Judge goes, who cares if you get death threat? That's part of your job.
That's right.
Part of your job. And don't back down just because of some death threats. It's your job.
I agree. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, hon.
I feel bad for the judge, though, but, you know, just watch Law and Order. That happens to all the judges on Law and Order. It is true that when you touch something red hot, you're in that position, and this turned out to be pretty red hot for the judge. But you know what? I like this about the judge. He's not backing down either. He's not suffering any of these fools because they really wanted him. And I mentioned this. He refused to delay the ruling. He wasn't going to put a stay on it. So he's not stepping away from what he decided a couple of days ago, despite the pressure, because he could have taken the easy way out and said, oh, okay, well, I'll put my ruling on hold. I'll wait. But he's not waiting. He said, forget about it. He's not going to do that because that moratorium has completely stopped. It's halted the approval of the new permits for these projects and suspended drilling on 33 exploratory wells. And in a nutshell, what the judge said is that the government assumed that because one rig went up in flames, others were dangerous too. And then he made the analogy that what if we thought about that with planes? What about tankers like Exxon Valdez? Would that have been fair to just stop all the tanker business? And the Justice Department said that the Interior Secretary, Ken Salazar, I mentioned this, has pretty much told all the employees not to enforce the moratorium. So rig operators are getting letters that say suspension notices they received have no legal effect right now. And it looked like this was going to play out in an opposite direction. That means, boom, they can get back to work pretty much. Delaying the ruling would eliminate the risk of another drilling accident, is what the Justice Department is saying, while they check out these safety equipment standards and whatever. But, I mean, you really got to think about this. How much are they checking out in now, what, 5 months that would have been left on that? These processes, they're processes that should have been checked out before anyway. So he did agree, this judge did agree, to hold an emergency hearing by phone on a motion that was filed by a couple of oil field companies who say that the administration is ignoring his ruling. And that's why that happened, because the small guys that were out there waiting to get back to work realized that they weren't getting notices that they could go back to work. So they called the judge, and the judge got right in the thick of it and said that, you know, he's just going to rule without any oral arguments, and that's it. And he said, no, that he wasn't going to have any kind of a stay at all whatsoever. Now, there is some controversy. Of course there's controversy attached to the judge saying that in his financial disclosure report for 2008, he has holdings in 8 petroleum companies or funds that invest in them, like Transocean. Remember, Transocean was part of the Deepwater Horizon deal. In fact, they owned the platform. And the report also shows most of his holdings were valued at what? Less than $15,000. There was a lot of headlines about this, so I figured, who knows what he's raking in from this. But less than $15,000, and the environmental groups really went after it. It's Judge Feldman to see if there's anything substantial here and if there it would affect the outcome of the proceedings. See, if there's a tie there, then he would have to disqualify himself from the case. He would have to do it. But it shows that on protocol, it's okay. So they couldn't get him there. They tried to get him. The lawyers for some of the environmentalists tried to get him knocked out of it. They couldn't have that happen. So, wow. So Bobby Jindal, who we were just talking about, Stu and I agree with him. He is the man, because he's not suffering any of the fools. He's not taking any of the nonsense. He's just trying to fight for the people of his state. Imagine that. And he's really ticking off a lot of people. A lot of people are upset with Jindal, and he praised the judge's ruling and said it's, you know, a rare instance of common sense from a federal official. He's feeling it. He's feeling the heat. He's feeling the people in Louisiana who are seeing their livelihoods float away like the oil that still is being siphoned off of the Gulf of Mexico. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to dive into some more interesting politics that you might not know about. Hang with us.
Food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter order for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's Easy Recording Wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNLive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DooblyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
All right, coming up, we have a dungeon moment with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. If you don't know about the dungeon, it's when we've had enough and we put somebody in the dungeon. I actually do send them a key, invite them to come on the show. In the past, there have been some people that have accepted the key and have joined us. Lately, most of the people we put in the dungeon wouldn't touch any talk shows whatsoever. So maybe there's a good reason why they need to stay in the dungeon, but we'll do that coming up around the bend, and also some things you might have missed on the political front that are getting just a little bit of bubble out there, and I'm going to tell you one about the illegal situation in just a sec. But first, let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Hi, I'm glad you took my call. I couldn't wait till Monday to call you back. I tried to get through last night, but you were a little busy. Really quick, and this sort of dovetails with last night, and every single one of these topics that I talk about, I can connect the dots in my own twisted little way, but try to bear with me. You've seen that home sales have dropped, new home sales and used home sales. We've had more bank collapses so far this year than we've had all of last year. Every Friday they come out and tell you that another bank was closed, okay? So the economic news, it's just amazing how with the Gulf spill, you know, CNN is not telling you, they don't show you on the news that you have to be concerned about, like the trial in Chicago. But you mentioned the moratorium on the drilling, which I think it was a correct decision because I read a column in the New York Post, it doesn't matter who wrote it, but he looked at the evidence and how many little people are being devastated by
35,000.
Right, and he said, look, you know, we can't have this. And you brought up the fact that they're looking into his holdings. I happen to have a stock holding in Anadarko Petroleum, which was a 25% owner of that rig, and their stock has been hit hard lately. But I'm not going to sell it because I know how much we need oil. But that's not the point. This is something that I heard. I do not have a computer, so you can either check up on it or your other callers can call in. But Barack Obama signed an executive order or some agreement with Brazil worth $2 billion to invest in their offshore drilling. Now, you're talking about the judge and how they think the left thinks he's two-faced by having investments in oil drilling. Well, Obama signed the executive order to let Petrobras in Brazil do offshore drilling, and all the oil is going to go to China.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else is connected to Obama, has a $900 million stake in Petrobras. His name is George Soros.
Mm-hmm.
So, America, follow the money. Don't worry about a judge's, you know, maybe he's got a $500,000 holdings. Your president just signed up $2 billion of your tax money.
That's
to
right.
Help Brazil. So, I'm like, you know, there's so many things. But here's another connection to that. Like we said, they're not talking about the Chicago trial and what this guy, this president is doing. And I just find it's amazing that the rest of the media, I mean, I'm listening to this, I'm like, what else is this guy going to try to do? And this sort of dovetails to one of your callers the other last week. I mean, Jan Brewer in Arizona and Bobby Jindal are begging for federal help.
That's right.
What does Obama want? Does he want the Arizona State Police to go to war with the federal government, with the ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, because they will not take the illegals? Obama has told Senator Kyle he wants to milk this tragedy. Kate, you know as well as I do, we have an insurgency on the border.
We do.
They're killing our citizens, and the president refuses to help Jan Brewer. The president refuses to help Bobby Jindal when he wanted to put the berms up.
That's right.
Does he want the Louisiana State Police to fire on the Coast Guard? I wouldn't be surprised if he did, because this would enable him to straddle the strife in the country and institute martial law. And don't think it's a joke or I'm out of my mind, because here's my last topic and then I'll get off. When you see CNN and all these folks repeatedly, and I saw this on O'Reilly, I don't watch his show, that about they're saying his pick of Petraeus was brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Now, I know there are a lot of military people that listen, and I don't care what you think about it. I really don't. I have two friends that were in Iraq, and one of them, he's a coworker with mine here in New York City. He told me, from people he knows and from research he's done, he's a black fellow. I don't like saying African male.
I like this guy.
He's really cool. He says, be very careful of General Petraeus, because as a young man and when he was first in the Army, he's written papers, not so much memoirs, and people, you can look this up, and if you think I'm nuts, and correct me if I'm wrong, he is champing at the bit. Notice I didn't say chomping at the bit. The correct term is champing at the bit. He's champing at the bit to have the military control this country. So when you see Obama give it to Petraeus, my bells went off and said, Jesus, good God in heaven.
Connection.
He can pick the controller of CENTCOM. Oh, he's going to have to run the war and do the house-to-house and all over the Middle East. He can also do it here. So I'm just saying, I know people are saying, well, either him or McChrystal could be a Republican candidate for president. Not so fast. I don't know about McChrystal, but be careful. I'm just saying, let's march.
Yeah, I don't think with McChrystal, but it's interesting. I've had other people, that's not so far fetched, Mark. I've had other people say the same thing to me in connecting the dots, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Kate, I don't mean to interrupt you, but nothing happens in a vacuum. Mark your calendar June 25th, 2010, and we'll call back in the future. I'll mark my calendar right here. That's what he wants. And if Democrats, people, hard left people like Obama and the people that support him, including the media, if they're jumping on a bandwagon with Petraeus, that frightens me. And if it's true that what he said about having the military under martial law take over this country, he'll just sweep Obama aside or whoever the hell his puppet masters are, and it will be in a world of hurt. Now, some of you think I may be out of my mind or off the wall, but I came to this conclusion after talking to my friend who was in the military, and I could be wrong, but if I'm not, when they line up behind Petraeus, I get frightened.
Well, this is what I would say. Have a great weekend, Mark.
Thank you.
What I would say is none of us want to see that. I mean, that's the thing. Does anybody want to see that? And the answer is no. That's why there are the checks and balances. And the checks and balances aren't the ones you're thinking about. It's not the three branches of government. It's all of us. Because you got to keep them honest. You got to keep them real. And you got to keep pushing out there and talking and, you know, barraging the congressmen and the senators with whatever it is that you think is outrageous, the more there is power in numbers, there's power to the people, not armed with guns, not that we all have to go crazy and do something stupid. There is power in words. Words when you have enough people who are fighting just to keep the whole freedom theme out there and to be alert. The one thing, whether I agree with some of the things Mark says or some of them I think, nah, that's too far-fetched or I don't think it'll come to that or whatever, the one thing you can tell is he's passionate about how he speaks about the United States, and because he's concerned that he's seeing, in his eyes, things really start to slip in a different direction, and just how far does it go before it's too far and it's too late. And it's interesting that Mark brings that up, because more and more people are feeling that way. I'm keeping an eye on the polls, and that's what it's about. It's about how people are feeling. And you see that Obama's going down in the polls, but you also see in a recent poll that 48% see the government threat to individual rights. That goes along, and this is a Rasmussen report. This is what these people do. That means pretty much almost half of the adults see our government as threatening us, not protecting us, but threatening our way of life. So there are plenty of people who think that. Most Americans say it's more important for the government to protect the rights than to promote economic growth. Only 31% said promoting economic growth is more important. Oof. And then there's that gray area that I have mentioned. 17% really weren't sure which is more important. They're not sure. And in this case, there is no not sure. You either see that threat coming down the pike and you want us to avoid it, or you just don't have your eyes open. Men, by the way, strongly believe, and this is according to Rasmussen, men strongly believe it's more important for the government to protect individual rights. Women are pretty much evenly divided on the question, for whatever that means, because they really broke this down. 55% of white people feel the emphasis should be on protecting the individual. African Americans, or black, as Mark would say, we can say the word black, are closely divided over which is more important. So they're kind of divided. And then there's the partisan disagreement when it comes to the individual rights versus economic growth. But I think that's a telltale sign. This is the frustration that people in the country are starting to feel. And it's not, if you're labeling people, it's not right-wing, crazy, nuts, people in their basements. Not now, not anymore. It's a lot of people starting to feel this way. They're starting to feel the squeeze. And they're starting to pay attention to what's coming out of Washington. And a lot of this started back with the economic collapse. And then what's going on, part of the economic collapse, what's going on with the mortgages and the underwater houses. And related to that, the jobs. And then you go from there to healthcare reform and then this financial reform and some of the other crazy things that people are sitting up and actually paying attention to. I would venture to say, and I don't think there's any way you could really, really pull this. It's like Jay Leno when he goes onto the streets and he starts to ask people just common sense questions about what's happening. I think people are starting to wake up. I think more people are paying attention finally to what's happening than, you know, paying attention to the politics of it all and trying to connect the dots than sitting back and watching reruns of Wheel of Fortune. I'm not taking a dig at Wheel of Fortune. I'm just saying the mindless tube, the boob tube, where it's just over and over and over and you're not paying attention to anything else or reading anything else and trying to formulate your own opinion. I think more people are doing that. So bravo, America. Hang with us.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Coming up, we're going to go to our dungeon, but before we do that, let's check out what Don in Wyoming has to say here on ATN. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate, are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Hey, did you put the Bee Gees on for me there? Is that what you did? So?
Jive talking.
Hey, you know what's funny is all the famous, the Bee Gees, the Brothers Gibb, and Andy, their little brother, died, and even Olivia and John, everybody thinks, oh, they're all from Australia, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're actually all born in England. I'm like looking at their birth dates and stuff in my little almanac, and just amazed. It's like, because, if you're born in Australia, then that means your ancestor was a criminal,
so they want to make sure.
They actually were born in England, and then they go down there, and I guess they didn't want to fight it out with the Beatles or whoever else, in England and trying to become big, and they go down to Australia, and of course, I think the AC/DC, the Malcolm Brothers, Young Brothers, the Young Brothers are actually from there. But anyway, Kate, it's interesting, listening, Mark mentioned the date, 25th of June. Just so you know, it is the day that the Utah Jazz died. So, I've never seen our arena boo as bad as they did when somehow the idiot that runs our basketball team, Kevin O'Connor, thinks that some slow, white, honky kid from Butler is going to help us beat the Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, it was the whole NBA was just shaking their head. What, are they doing? I know he was everybody's little sweetheart in the tournament. He missed the winning shot, that would have won the title for Butler. But this kid is too small. He's not, and look at, did you notice the NBA Finals, Kate?
I did.
There were 10 guys on the court between Boston
they were big.
And L.A., okay? And only one white guy out of the whole group that started, and that was a 7-foot weirdo from Spain, Paul Casal, who just happens to know how to play volleyball with a basketball, you know, and rebound and tap the ball out all the time. And he's a great player, but you don't see that every day, you know? I mean, it's just... You know, it's crazy, kid. I'm so furious. Let me move on because I know we don't have a lot of time. You know what's interesting, kid, is listening to what happened with this, you know, with McChrystal and Obama. And, you know, McChrystal was wrong, okay? Everybody knows that. You just don't do that when you're a soldier. You know, even the guys over in Iraq, they got their opinions, and the guys in Afghanistan are soldiers. But you don't see them coming on the radio back here telling everybody, oh, You know, you keep it in conformity, you know.
That's right,
and,
that's right.
So in the sense of that, right, he did have to get rid of him. But it was interesting that he picked Petraeus, because Petraeus is a popular general. So everybody's like, oh, that's okay. If he'd have picked a no-name general nobody knew about, then there'd have been people still in outrage over, well, maybe Petraeus knows what's going on. But here's the thing. McChrystal. But let's talk about real quick the things that McChrystal had to say about these buffoons and idiots that are along with Obama running this war, okay? You think about it, Kate. Here's the thing that it made me realize something, because I just got through watching, you know, an episode of, you know, when the Nazis and Hitler tried to take out Stalingrad.
Mm.
Of course, they got the really good movie. You know the one I'm talking about. That was
right.
About the sniper and all. Okay.
Yeah.
And one of the things that happened, you know, it wasn't just because I told you the reason why the Germans lost is because once we got the oil and shut off their supply, they couldn't keep the war going. But the real truth behind it is that Adolf Hitler was not a very good strategist. He did not know military war tactics, and he would not listen to his generals. Von Paulus told him, or General Paulus told him, we need to keep on with the plan, go down and get the oil in the Caucasus and leave Stalingrad alone, but he wouldn't listen to him. Okay? And that was the point. He didn't listen. When you're in a war, you listen to your generals.
Right.
You know, people talk about we're comparing this to MacArthur Truman at the time, and where he fired MacArthur, right? What did MacArthur tell you what to do? He says, we better go in and get these guys right now, or we'll have communism sitting on the other side of that border, right? And what? Here we are 60 years later, Kate,
yeah.
And guess what? We're still having to deal with this little rut in North Korea.
That's right.
Because he didn't listen to the general. And Obama is not listening to the guys who know what's going on. He's not giving them what they need to win. He's just playing, like we talked the other day, he's playing both sides of the car. And the weird part about it is, Kate, I'm watching this Obama guy, and I'm seeing the comparisons between him and Adolf Hitler, and it really is interesting. We know he appeases the Arabs, okay? He's totally ticked off the Israelis, you know, who we're supposed to be backing, by the way. That's what they say out in public, but his actions are showing totally differences. For crying out loud, in his election, when he was running for the presidency, he only stood in front of 300,000 people at the Brandenburg Gate in Germany, you know, acting like a rock star, which is exactly what Adolf Hitler was doing back then. There are a lot of comparisons when people start looking at things that are going on between the two of these, and so the big comparison, well, Obama's not going to go kill 6 million Jews. Really, Kate? What's he going to do with Iran? Is he just going to sit there the next 3 years he's the president and let that psycho wacko over there act on the jihad build a nuclear weapon to take out Israel? Is that what he's going to do? I mean,
I hope not.
The comparisons, Kate,
yeah.
You know, and they really aren't. It's not sounding nuts. I mean, you know, people might think, oh, he's not a Nazi. Well, no, he's not a Nazi, but he's got his own beliefs, you know, and where those beliefs come from, I think you and I know. Jeremiah Wright, Louis Farrakhan, the idiots he was listening to before, you know, kill Jews and Israelis, you know, I mean, Kate, this is, watch the things that happen. This is just another example. He will not listen to his general who knows what's going on over there, and then the portrait of the general was dumb enough to mention it to a reporter, you know, his actual feelings, and now he's not there. Petraeus is going to go over there, he's just going to do what Obama tells him to do.
That's right.
Basically, let's stall, let's not win the war. I got to let you go, Kate, because I know you got other things to get to, and you have a good weekend, and remember,
you too.
June 25th, 2010.
Gordon Hayward.
The day of the UConn died, thanks to an
idiot. I love that. You hate that Gordon pick. You're right, though, that in the case of the Jazz, they picked somebody who was popular in the tournament from Butler. As to the Obama thing, you know, the problem is there are so many things you could attack Obama on, and the comparison, you got to be careful about the comparisons to Hitler, because I really honestly don't think it's vitriol and nastiness and the want to kill that's deep in seated in Obama at all. I think he's ineffective. I think you make a good comparison about the speech-making abilities and the whole rock star thing. And, yes, that there you have to draw some conclusions that you can draw that have some similarities if you wanted to go back and look at it. But there are other people that could say they have – there are other politicians we could look at that have, in a smaller way, similar personality things that are coming out that you could point to that were Hitler-esque. But I wouldn't compare him to Hitler. I mean, flat out, I just think he's ineffective, and I think he doesn't listen to his generals. And I think you're right on the analogy about Petraeus. Petraeus is much smoother. He's much more of a politician and a military man, and he's going to do what the commander-in-chief wants him to do, and that's the key. All right, I promised we would go to the dungeon, so let's get the dungeon ready. Oh, this one was an easy layup. It was in the New York Times today. I'm not surprised about this. This goes back to almost what Mark was saying. If you wanted to look under the hood and find hypocrisy, look no further than in New York and the Attorney General Andrew Cuomo declaring his candidacy for governor of New York. He was saying the influence of lobbyists and special interests, that's going to be reduced. I'll never go there, pretty much. We're going to change the culture. And then as he was delivering those kind of words, and that was his big thing that he was running on, he was taking millions in campaign bucks from special interest groups whose influence, he said, he wanted to limit. The New York Times got a copy of, and it's public record, the $7.1 million that the campaigns received from political action committees, associations, corporations, all kinds of big players in organized labor, all the people he was slamming. So give me a break. It's like every politician talks out of both sides of their mouth. So for that reason, let's open the dungeon and throw Cuomo in, Donovan.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, to add insult to injury, if you go back 3 years, Cuomo pledged not to get any donations over $10,000 from most categories of any kind of contributors during that whole election cycle, but he didn't stick with it. So that's the thing. I mean, it's crazy to go into the I will not take money from thing because they all end up doing that, and they forget what they've said, and they're quoted all over the place. And boy, the Times really nailed him. I mean, nailed him to the wall, specifically laying out that some of the places where he had taken the money and he said he would never, ever, ever do it. See, that's what happens. You got a big, expensive campaign, you need the money, and all those words get lost in the sauce.